USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news. For the first time in 50 years, the Kansas City Chiefs win the Super Bowl in Miami. Final score 31-20 over San Francisco. And it's head coach Andy Reid's 222nd career win and his first Super Bowl win. The president's pre-Super Bowl interview. President Trump sitting down with Sean Hannity on Fox, discussing a host of topics, including impeachment and his Democratic rivals.
It's been such, I use the word witch hunt, I use the word hoax. I see the hatred, I see the, well, they don't care about fairness, they don't care about lying. You look at the lies, you look at the reports that were done that were so false.
There is an eighth confirmed case of the coronavirus here in the United States, a male college student in Massachusetts. More than 14,000 cases worldwide, more than 300 people have died in China. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
A person has died in the Philippines from the coronavirus. USA Radio's John Clemens with the update.
Philippines Health Secretary Francisco Duque III said, at first, the man from China was showing signs of improving, but began to lose his battle with the coronavirus and died from only what could be described as severe pneumonia.
The patient was stable and showed signs of improvement. However, the condition of the patient deteriorated within the last 24 hours, resulting in his demise.
The man arrived in the Philippines on January 21st from China with a 38-year-old woman who remains under quarantine.
Because the coronavirus spreading, Apple temporarily closing 42 stores in China. The iPhone maker saying in a statement it's closing stores, corporate offices, and contact centers in China until February 9th out of an abundance of caution, shares of Apple stock falling by about 4.5% on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Normally the Sunday ahead of the Iowa caucuses, a newspaper poll comes out indicating who's ahead. But not this year.
Results of the final Des Moines Register CNN MediaCom poll in Iowa are not being released after a respondent raised an issue with how the poll was administered. Somebody claimed that some candidates may have been omitted from a list from which they were supposed to choose their preferred candidate. According to the Des Moines Register, the problem appears to be isolated to one surveyor, but the paper said since they can't confirm that, they will not be releasing the poll's results. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
It's been a very interesting weekend in terms of the calendar. Lots of people playing the lottery and getting married because of the date 2-2-2020. USA Radio's John Hunt reports.
While various forms of palindrome dates are fairly common, 02-02-2020, that's February 2nd, 2020, has the unique distinction of reading the same backwards and forwards when written out in 8 digits in multiple data systems, according to University of Portland professor Aziz Inan. According to his calculations, the last such palindrome was 11-11 and the year 11-11, which is more than 900 years ago. And the next will not occur until March 3rd, 3030. That's 101 years from now. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.